Hello, Samantha.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm fine. I've been looking forward to your call.
Yes,
So,
I'm so
what have
sorry.
you
I've
found out
been,
since we last
yes.
talked?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I've been so busy finding a resolution because I'll be very honest with you, Ben, because I don't want to set the wrong expectations, okay? The way it seems, I've gone through your conversation with Amazon as well, and the way they are responding, it's just not making sense. And the way it seems to me at this point of time, it's a very tricky, messy situation, okay? Now, I need to ask you this. Do you have the copyright documentation for the book?
Do I have what?
Copyrights.
I don't have copyrights. I mean, I wrote the book and I gave, and you guys have the manuscript, so I never got like a copyright for the book.
So you didn't get the copyrights done directly from the USPTO, like the United States Patent and Trademark Office?
Well, okay. Let me see if I can explain this to you real quick
Okay.
here. When I signed up with you guys, I know nothing about publishing, so I gave you $2,500 to get my book to help me edit it, to get the ISBN number, and to publish it. And so never has anybody said to me something. You know, Josh, nobody had said anything about getting an official copyright. Is it, you know, that's, I've, this is the first time that that subject has come up in the conversations.
Okay, all right, Ben. Okay, this is going to get more difficult. All right, let me explain this to you. See, now, this is something for your general knowledge, okay? And I'm telling you this because I want you to have your work protected at any time, at any cost, whether you are, regardless of the fact that you're publishing it or you're keeping it for yourself or anything like that, okay? Always remember, whenever you're writing a book or any kind of literary work, always have the copyrights processed through the government-affiliated agency. Well, the government department for that is United States Patent and Trademark Office, the Washington, D.C. Registry, okay? Now, the reason why I asked you for that is because, oh, by the way, one more thing. Let me just counter the reason why nobody spoke to you about that. See, 80% of the authors that we get, they have already copyrighted their literary work when they're signing up with us. Reason why? Because we are a third party, right? We work on the services that we offer. Now, copyrights is something that is not coming from us. It's a legal documentation or registration of your work with the government, just in case if anything goes sideways, right? So
Is
that's the
it too
reason why
late
we
for
do
me to
not
get
sell it.
copyright?
It's not too late, but yeah, we'll have to bear the consequences of the book being there online. So, I mean, is there something that you can do? Because right now, at this point of time, in order to resolve everything, copyrights are the only thing that's going to save us. That's the last resort that I have here for you. We need to document, we need to send them the copyrights documentation from your official email that is registered with Amazon. Once we do that, there are chances that they're going to take all the versions down. Once they do that, we will get the opportunity to publish the book again. And this
How
is the
long does it
plan of
take to get a
action that I got
copyright?
in. I'm sorry?
How long does it take to get a copyright?
If you do it yourself, it might take more than 60 working days. But if you go through us, it can be done within 30 to 40 working days. But it's going to be a little expensive if you go through us because we have an inside man. So a lot of times what happens, because we had a lot of cases, previous customers who actually applied for the copyrights individually and they faced a lot of issues and hassle. So what we did is that we actually signed, or you can say we just created our own channel to actually help out the customers who get stuck there. Because if you're doing it on your
So
own,
what do
there's
you
no
charge?
accountability.
What do you charge for that?
Okay, let me get you the standard pricing for that. Just stay with me on the line, okay?
Yeah, I will. Okay. I could look at them. So, you know, I should look. I've made, like, you know, I said, I'm like, okay, you know what? I said, good. Okay. Yeah, I'm in school because I'm in incomplete information. So, it's all bunched up. So. Good, and that's what I want to do. Can you send me? On the same email as my Amazon account. That's good to know.
Thank you very much for being online. I am so sorry, Ben. I took so long. I just wanted to see if I can apply a discounted coupon on this and get it expedited at the same time. Are you there?
I'm here. Go ahead.
All right. So the standard costing plus the expediting service fee was actually coming down to $2,200, but when I applied the discounted coupon, it's coming on $1,999. Guaranteeing
Wait,
that you will be receiving copyright.
$1,999.
That is correct.
$1,999.
That is correct.
Let me ask you a question. How much does it cost if I go and I apply in the, if I go to the copyright office and just write a letter and fill out the application? How much does that cost me?
That will barely cost you around $900, you can say. But there's no accountability and there's no customer support. You want to try that first?
I don't know. I think I'll be honest with you. I said right now I'm not that impressed. I mean, I have to think about this because I have either an inferior product, but I've already put like $4,000 into this, you know, $2,500 with you, and I've had other expenses. Plus, I paid $300 to someone after, you know, to help me with reformatting and other issues. So, my question to you is this: is if for Amazon. I don't think I'm going to spend $1,000 or $2,000 when I've sold 5 books on Amazon up till now. And I'm probably going to just reduce my price to $14.99 and because I feel like this, you know, with the spine, is the only thing that's embarrassing is the spine. Do you know of any books that don't have any verbiage on the spine? Does that happen at all, ever?
Paperbacks. Yes, paperbacks.
What?
Spine comes in... spine is there in the hardcover version, but if it's a paperback version, they don't have spines. That's the kind of formatting or the binding of the book. So paperbacks do not have spines. And the picture that you shared.
I'm talking about verbiage on the spines. So in other words,
yes.
I'm looking at this, that it's like I'm looking at all the paperbacks we have in our hand, and what I'm seeing is these are paperbacks. But every single one of them, you can look at them and you can see what the title is of the paperback. Like I don't see any paperbacks that have a blank, you know, just a blank element of the spine. You know, I mean, maybe so my point being is that you're telling me that I would need to spend $1,000 to get a copyright or spend $2,000 with you guys to get a copyright, in order to have Amazon take down, because right now they won't let me publish the ebook for the version they've got. Did you see that? They won't approve the ebook, but they've approved the paperback.
And I see that.
And they won't let us take down the. It's insane. I'm like, I don't understand why they can't. It's all my account. I'm the same person. Why can't I? You know, it's like if I'm posting some information on the internet on Facebook, and I have three different versions, and I say these ones I don't want. I want to make a new. I don't understand their logic. So, so you're telling me basically that I spent $2,000 to get a copyright in order to have the ability to republish the book the way it was supposed to be published. Is that correct?
Okay, let me just tell you a couple of facts, and that will help you come down to a final decision, okay? First of all, copyrights for the literary work, this is not just to get your book live on Amazon. This is something that will protect you for life. Understand that, because you do not have that protection at this point of time. So anyone can go online, copy your book, file copyrights, and then submit this to Amazon. Now, they're going to ask for the same requirements to that person B, who just copied your book and applied for copyrights as well. They will have the documentation, and you will not. And as you can see, Amazon is deaf, dumb, and blind. I'll be very blunt with you. They do not see things. They do not reason with that. Whatever the requirements they provide, if you meet that, they're fine with that. If you don't, they're going to give it to anyone at all, and I personally have faced these kind of issues with multiple of my clients who felt copyrights are not necessary. Okay, so that's one thing. You're not spending this amount just to get the book up. You're doing this to protect your work. So whenever later down the line, once you have the copyrights, of course, number one, we will be resolving this issue. And that will be done for sure, because right now you'll be providing them the documentation that you are the legitimate owner of this literary work, and whatever you say, they have to comply to that. Simple. And we won't have to go back and forth having a detailed correspondence with them on which they are barely providing a response. I read the entire conversation that you had with them, and I felt really sad about it because they have a pathetic customer support. I'm sorry I'm saying all that, but it's true. We always face some sort of hassle or inconvenience whenever we are trying to work on something, on any kind of issues with Amazon customer support, okay? Now, there are two things that I would like you to consider. If you want to go for the service on your own, that is completely fine. Either way, Ben, I would strongly recommend you to get the copyright sorted out first. This issue can be resolved once you have the copyright documentation, and understand that the copyright documentation, it's not something like publishing on a certain platform or you're taking editing services or formatting services. This is a legal documentation provided to you by the government stating that you are the sole owner of that book. So later down the line, if you need to publish a book on any other platforms, okay, even if this issue gets resolved, you have something to back you up, a legitimate documentation. So either way, I would recommend you to get this. One more thing, Ben, I would like to add to that. This is not a service that we make profit out of. That is the reason why nobody came up to you and asked you, do you want to get copyrights? Reason why? Because this is not something that we sell. It's not a service provided by us. As I told you, have an inside man there. So we actually pay a fee to that person to process our orders and get that done. Because if you go through us, there is an accountability and ownership that this will definitely get done. And a document will be provided to you on your mailing address. So keep everything into consideration, and then let me know. If you feel that we should not proceed with the copyrights documentation thing, either on your own or with us, regardless, then let me know. I'm going to go ahead and initiate a partial refund for you. Go ahead.
Okay, and I was going to say, what would that partial refund be?
Okay, so I will need to actually look into the services and forward the concern because we do not have the breakdown at this point of time regarding the services. And, of course, I will keep this into consideration as well, Ben, that the inconvenience that was caused, all the frustration and the hassle. So, of course, it's going to be a generous amount. If you would like to know the amount, I can put in the request to the finance team today, and we'll get a final amount that they are ready to refund by Monday. And then we
Perfect.
Can decide.
No, I would like this. I feel like we're at a point here. I've got to be honest with you. I've kind of tapped mm-hmm. out. I also did not get the response that I thought I was going to get for the book. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's going to be – I've got a lot of work to do on myself, on my social media, and a lot of other stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm going to say that if a partial refund would be very much appreciated. Mm-hmm. And then I will – and I'll consider that to be a fair response. I think mm-hmm. that there were I went into this as my first book, and I did not know certain things, and now I am a much smarter person for the next book that I write. But, okay, I appreciate it, Samantha. I think you've been very good. I don't think I'm going to go the copyright route yet.
Okay.
I'm just not – it's not there yet. I mean, granted, if I sell mm-hmm. 1,000 copies or something, mm-hmm. then I'll be like, you know what, now I need to start protecting my – you know, someone's interested in that, and that might make sense. So, anyway, okay. You take care. I will. I appreciate this and the explanation, and we will. And I look forward to hearing from you on Monday.
Okay, that sounds perfect, Ben. But one more thing: if you're not going with us, that's completely fine. As I told you, that we are getting nothing out of that. We are just paying a man to expedite the work, and we are paying the government registry to have this processed. And against that, you were going to get a documentation. So that's all legitimate. Secondly, what I was going to propose to you, see, so what if Amazon has blocked your book on certain formats? Why don't you consider putting up the book and selling it directly through your website? Besides, there are multiple other platforms too. So I think you should do that. And one more thing, Ben. Please get your book copyrighted. Don't wait for the sales to happen and then do that. Do the copyrights thing first. It is about the protection of your literary work. Do it yourself. That's not a problem, but do it. I would strongly recommend you to reconsider that, because you're going to lose all your life's work just because of a couple of dollars. Think about it that way.
Not a problem. No, I appreciate that. And thank you so much. I do appreciate that. And you've been super helpful, Samantha. You've gone above and beyond what I expected, so I appreciate what you've done. Okay?
Thank you, Ben. And I was hoping and anticipating that I could be of more help. So I'm so sorry that I could not get you a proper resolution, something that you anticipated or expected from me. Anyhow, I will get back to you on Monday regarding the final amount to be refunded, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. You have yourself a nice weekend, Ben. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.